What state do you associate with the birth of the American space program? Did you say South Dakota? I'll tell you why it might be a good answer when the American countryside returns after this. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
The year was 1934, and the area around Rapid City, South Dakota, was going to become a part of what could have been considered the space program of that era.
So what they decided was they're going to try to send up a balloon into the stratosphere so they can learn about our atmosphere, they can learn about all of this stuff. This was way before any sort of space program was even thought about.
Corey Christensen is Exhibits and Curations Coordinator at the Journey Museum and Learning Center in Rapid City. She says before such a high-flying mission could begin, a launch site was needed. A bowl-like canyon that would shield the site from the wind.
What they did was they found a bowl out here in the Rapid City area. It is off Highway 16. You can still go look at it. And it is an open area of land that's within the foothills of the Black Hills.
We today know that place as the Strato Bowl. On July 28, 1934, about 30,000 spectators came here to watch the first launch.
So the Explorer 1, they manned it with three men from the U.S. Army Air Force. They sent them up into the stratosphere, but before they got to the stratosphere, the balloon failed. And so they had to bail out with their parachutes. Everyone was fine.
The three narrowly escaped death, but the Army Air Corps was determined to launch another balloon over 70,000 feet in the air.
And then in 1935, they did the Explorer 2. Two of the three men who were in the original one came back. The third one said, "Nope, I'm not jumping out if something happened again." So he just kind of backed out of it.
The gondola of Explorer 2 is today in the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. Its door next time as we travel the countryside in Rapid City, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.